Let's all sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I miss Nancy B. They have the douchebag from Staples Center now. Take it away, Nancy.
It was a frightening accident at Yankee Stadium today.
A little girl had to be carried out of the ballpark after getting hit by a foul ball.
So
the
what?
Crowd rushed to her aid.
What crowd? Look at all the empty seats.
Deeply shaken.
I thought these were the high and mighty Yankees. Look at all those empty seats around the front.
CBS 2's Jessica Layton live in Upper Manhattan.
Of course, if it doesn't happen anywhere but Yankee Stadium, we'd never hear about it.
And Christina Maurice, the people who were at that game today and saw what happened have been worried
about
that
little
apparently. Girl all day. Tonight we can report by all accounts she is doing okay, recovering here at the hospital. But this incident has really reignited the debate over protective netting at stadiums here in New York.
Oh, fuck that. Go sit somewhere else if you don't feel safe.
Look out. Oh, my God.
What about all the old days where you used to get beaten up in this stadium?
Down the third baseline, stopped the game, and had fans gasping as it soared into the stands, smacking a
child. Here's a new rule. If you hit a kid in the stands, you're out. How about that?
Just concern for a child.
Yankees fans at the loss.
Hey, you don't give a fuck. Shut up.
People rushed to help the little girl with curly hair. She saw
Yankee. Why does it matter if she has curly hair?
Who
cares?
Hit the ball, crouched over with concern.
Todd Frazier, the hardest hit ball he's had all year, and he hit a kid.
Oh my gosh, they look like they had tears in their eyes.
Oh my gosh. Why can't we say oh my god on TV? God damn.
Hit by part of a bat that flew.
Somebody will be offended if you say oh my god.
Also hurt this season at Fenway Park in Boston.
I believe that
fucking East Coast, the only two ballparks I know is Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park.
Shouldn't be concerned.
Just like ESPN, the only game they ever show.
Ending up at the hospital.
Yankees versus the Red Sox. Red Sox versus the Yankees. Who gives a flying fuck?
For New York City ballparks to extend their protective
New York City ballparks, there's only two.
The Mets installed new netting down the first and third baseline.
Oh, the Mets, yeah, you got to protect all those empty seats from foul balls.
They're the leading example of what every stadium should do and what the Yankees should look to doing in their stadium as well.
But some every stadium should do it because the Yankees are going to do it.
Kind of takes away from the game a little bit.
That's a rare accident that happened today.
Yeah, I don't want a fucking net in front of me wherever I sit.
Stadium reach to the home plate side of each dugout.
Bring a fucking glove next time.
It is seriously exploring extending protective netting for 2018.
Seriously exploring means they're not going to do it. They're going to let this blow over until it happens again. They'll explore it for next year.
These are decisions that they make, but I'm all for making everything as safe as possible for everyone at the ballpark.
Yeah, never mind all the drunken fans who'll beat
and
your
Yankees
ass.
Yankees third baseman who hit that foul ball today tweeted, "Today was tough watching that little girl. I'll be thinking about her every day and her family.
Bullshit.
Please keep this beautiful girl in your prayers tonight."
Fuck you.
Some of the fans we spoke with near Yankee Stadium tonight did say it is a family's responsibility to sit where
right.
they feel safe.
They're the right about that.
Here tonight, that toddler hit in the face by that foul ball today is doing okay, recovering here at a local hospital.
Here's the questions I have. First of all, why would you bring a fucking toddler to the game? And second of all, why would you pay for those good seats? She's not going to get anything out of it except a baseball-sized dent in her fucking forehead. Let's start the show.
One more strike and I'm through, nigga. It's the bottom of the knife. Swinging for
yay,
my
yay,
life.
Yay, yay.
I'm up at the plate. Going for the gate.
Classic Ice Cube.
Got my mom's seated in Section 8.
So is Slip Dogs. It's one of his later songs.
I'm not over two, motherfucker. With the Louisville
that's the shit with baseball references in it. Perfect. Love it.
Mound, and he coming with that off-speed junk. It's the West Side Hustlers versus these L.A. pigs. You could say the Dares versus the Knicks. My little homies in the dugout. They looking sad because 14 niggas done struck out. My first offense was possession of weed. And now I'm in the major leagues. And that motherfucker Bill Clinton is the son of a bitch. Had the nerve to throw out the first pitch. I'm just trying to get rich like Trump.
Rich like Trump. Everybody loved Trump till he became president.
How the fuck can I stay out the pen?
When it's one, two, three strikes, you win.
One, two, three strikes, you win. Now how the fuck a nigga supposed to stay out the pen? I'm on the plan of gin and him every day of my life. With two strikes,
it ain't right. Yeah, that's right, that's right. This is the Big Angry Frill Podcast, and this is number 67.
We need more safety at the ball game.
It ain't right.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Another nigga on trial. Keep your peanuts, cheese up. It's up, you cracker jack.
I hope I never come back.
I got the whoop for my homeboy.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Cause
it's one, two, three strikes, you win.
25 years of pain.
You know my name. Classic Ice Cube. That's on the War and Peace album, Volume 1. A lot of people slept on that album. It was very good. Love that fucking song right there. All right, now, every time some isolated incident like this happens, a kid gets hit with a ball or a bat flies into the stands, the news jumps all over it, and everybody in the country is all...
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Well, why don't the parents ever think of their children? They never do, do they? Again, what was this kid doing sitting all the way up in the front like that? Why would you waste good seats on a fucking kid? A fucking toddler who's going to get absolutely nothing out of the game. You could put that toddler in any seat. It wouldn't make a difference to her. You could take her to the fucking opera. Take her to a fucking NASCAR event or something. She'll fall asleep within the first 15, 20 minutes anyway. What the fuck are you doing? Now, if you have an older kid, I get it. If you have a kid that's in Little League or something and really into the game, then you bring that kid. Might bring a glove. Might pay attention to foul balls. A fucking toddler is never going to get out of the way of a foul ball, especially if you're standing up with her to catch it. Everybody gets so freaked out when anything happens to some dumb fucking kid, all right? And they're always threatening to put in more nets or make the railings higher. You know what they should do? Here's the answer. Again, it's not politically correct. Nobody has the balls to say it. I will say it. They should do with kids what they should do on the airplanes. Put them all the way in the back. You put kids in the very last row in the very upper deck. All right? There isn't a chance in hell anything's going to happen to them. They won't fall over the railing, and no ball will ever get up there to hit them. And no bat will certainly ever fly up there. That's what you do. You want to make it safer for children? Put them in the fucking back where they belong. These fucking assholes bringing their fucking babies to fucking games. I hate when they bring babies anywhere anyway. They sit there, they fucking cry, they move around. What the fuck are they doing there? You can't get a sitter? You absolutely have to go to the game and you have to bring your fucking kid with you? Why? Of course, if you put them in a front row seat like that, your main objective is to get on television. Well, you certainly did that, did you? You got beaten in the head with a ball. You proud of yourself? Not only got beaten in the head with the ball, you got hit by one of the weakest hitters in baseball, Todd Frazier. And they're always threatening to raise the railings at stadiums because not kids are falling over, but fucking adults are falling over trying to catch foul balls. Remember the guy that fell over the railing in Arlington at the Rangers game a few years ago? He fucking died. They erected a statue of him. They are proud of retards in Texas. You know the funny thing about that? You know who hit the ball? Josh Hamilton, right, the cokehead that the Angels are still paying, by the way. He hasn't played ball in years. He actually went back to Texas and they released him. The Angels are still paying him. That's the dumbest deal in the fucking history of sports. I have absolutely no sympathy for anybody, adults or children, that fall over the railing or get hit with balls or bats or anything. Hey, you go to a live sporting event, you take your chances, just like everybody else. All right? You can get hit with something or somebody can hit you with something. Happens all the fucking time. You don't feel safe? Watch it on television. What do you have to go to the game? And what, you have to sit in the front row? By the way, right in the front of every section of the ballpark, there's always a sign that says, watch out for objects leaving the playfield, meaning balls or bats. This guy didn't watch out. His kid got hit with a ball. And it was all over the news because, again, it happened in New York. You know, if it happened in Cincinnati or somewhere, nobody would give a fuck. And ironically, Cincinnati immediately put up extra netting because of this incident. Just in case a foul ball lands at any of the many empty seats there. We have to childproof everything. God forbid the fucking parents actually do some fucking parenting. Or perhaps not sit them in harm's way. Like in the front section of the ballpark. Put them upstairs. She can't see the game anywhere where she is. She'll be fine. You'll be fine. Get over yourself. There's another guy that fell over the railing. This happened, I think, last year at Denver. This guy had 5 fucking kids. You'd think he would know better, wouldn't you? The kids didn't fall over the railing. He did.
And we know he was actually sitting on a railing when he sitting lost on the his railing. Balance. We checked building
for
code.
For fuck's sakes,
I want
man.
To show you this. This is the height of an average guardrail. You can.
We're not going
to
make it seem like the rails are too low. Anybody could fall
table.
Over. Like this is some
and
kind of epidemic.
This
guy was a fucking idiot.
The stadium.
And fucking idiots deserve to die.
The stadium.
A 60-foot fall. 36-year-old Jason Coy killed right 36, after the winning
36, sitting
day.
On the railing like a kid. Dope.
One witness I talked to over the
he got
phone
what he deserved.
Described a horrifying scene. His young son saw the man hit the ground. People scrambled to try and help. The witness
help.
So shaken up.
He needed help long before that. What made him sit on the railing?
It happened in a stairwell on the
stupid
north
ass.
Side. As
oh, not even the stadium railing. The railing
when
to a stairwell.
That,
the back.
Surprised me a little bit.
What's he doing
John
back
O'Hara
there?
Is an architect for commercial
why was he
buildings?
Sitting on it? Nobody could ask that, huh? Why was he sitting on the fucking railing? The nobody
that
could fucking ask that question.
Height and has been for
instead, they questioned the fucking height of the railing. You made it higher. He still would have gotten up and sat on it.
Leaning over the rail, and they made him move their center of gravity.
You can't stupid proof everything. What are you going to do? Barbed wire on it?
Two previous incidents. In 2015, a drunk man tried to jump between two stairwell landings and fell several stories.
He got what he deserved.
A man fell from an escalator and suffered serious injury.
How do you fall from the escalator? All you have to do is stand on it.
This tragic incident.
People are too dumb to stand still.
Necessary safety measures for our fans.
Safety measures. How about not being stupid? Jesus fucking Christ, man.
His family had no statement.
Tired of this. Tired of it.
But a friend tells me he graduated from Estes Park High School and describes him
barely.
As, quote, one of the nicest people I went to school with.
One of the
Liz
Gilardi,
Denver 7.
Thanks, Liz. And we want to give you a better idea of exactly where this happened. Take a look right here. This was on the north side of the stadium, just outside Gate 5, as you can see. A person who saw the man fall says he was riding down the railing of an emergency stairwell, which
Idiot.
Is closed off from the rest of the concourse right
so
there.
So he wasn't even allowed to be
this
there.
Area as a quicker way to exit.
He was sitting on the fucking railing like a sub-dub kid. And he deserved what he got. Of course, this always brings up the other question. Well, they should limit beer sales in the stadium. No, they should not. Nobody's getting drunk off the beer in the stadium. People were already drunk before they got to the stadium. They were tailgating. They were fucked up all fucking morning, all right? Nobody's getting drunk off of $15 beers. Can we stop fucking kidding ourselves? Can we just admit, you know, some people are just fucking stupid and they deserve to die? If you're so stupid that you get up on a railing, you sit on it, and you fall over, fuck you! See you in hell. You fall down an escalator. If you can't even stand on the escalator and you somehow die on that, fuck you. There's videos of these kids. You ever see these videos? They're all over YouTube. Kid grabs onto the railing and he's riding outside of the escalator. You see it all the time. He gets up to the top floor and he falls off. Fuck you. And fuck your parents for fucking and having you, little son of a bitch. Now, sometimes people fall over the railing for a noble cause, like booing A-Rod of the Yankees.
Baseball fan falls to his death from the upper deck of Turner Field.
He's still an idiot, but at least he died doing something he loved to do.
A fan was fatally injured during the Yankees versus Braves game.
I mean, I hated A-Rod and the Yankees more than anybody else, but I'm staying away from the fucking railing.
Beginning of Saturday's game against the Atlanta Braves, many fans at Turner Field were booing Rodriguez.
Fucking Turner Field's not even a thing anymore. It was only 20 years old, that stadium. They've already moved out into a new one. Crazy.
Over the railing. He hit one of the wires holding up the net behind home base before plummeting at least 40 feet to the lower deck. Over half a dozen EMS workers came to help.
Would have been funny if he landed on A-Rod.
For around 10 minutes. The man, who one usher said was a season ticket holder, was carried out of the stadium as nearby game attendees, including players' family members, looked on in shock. He was brought to the Grady Memorial Hospital and was pronounced dead shortly
Why?
After.
What's the point? He's obviously dead.
No one else was injured in the accident. The Braves released a statement saying, "We have received confirmation that the fan involved in an accident at this evening's game has passed away."
Involved in an accident? He fell over the railing. He's an idiot. We're sorry our fans are morons. But again, booing A-Rod, I give him a point. Now here's a guy that fell over the railing at the Cubs game. It was earlier this year, as a matter of fact. I've been to Wrigley Field, never fell over the railing. Let's see what this guy was up to.
Tragedy struck at Wrigley Field this week as a Cubs fan has died after a fall at the iconic ballpark. 42-year-old Richard Garrity passed away
42.
On Wednesday.
Again, somebody should know better.
Tuesday night's Cubs game against the Reds. Fall happened around 11 p.m. while he was leaving Wrigley Field. Garrity is described
How did he fall
as
over?
Being a lifelong Cubs fan and had attended the game with his wife and work colleagues.
Wife probably pushed him.
Statement on Wednesday that read, "The thoughts and prayers of our entire organization are with his family during this difficult time."
That's it? Doesn't explain why he fell over. He just fell over. Oops. Happens all the time. No, it doesn't. What led to that situation? Was he drunk off his ass? His wife pushed him over? Who the fuck knows? People don't fall over the railing on the way out of the ballpark. Something happened. Something stupid happened. Either he was really drunk or really stupid. Most likely both. And if you're a lifelong Cubs fan, definitely both. You can't stupid-proof everything. People are just stupid, and you gotta let them go. You can't save everybody. Why are we busting our ass to save the really stupid people? Or the kids with no future? A fucking dad with 5 children falls over the railing? Fuck them! Those kids are better off. Here's another one that happened at Turner Field in Atlanta. By the way, that was a really nice ballpark, too. I can't believe how quick they moved out of there. And it was a really good location, too. It was just south of downtown Atlanta. It was really easy to get to. Now they're way north of town. It's stupid. It's not like it was some creaking piece of shit. It was only 20 years old. Meanwhile, pieces of shit like Fenway Park are still around. Everybody oohs and ahs over that. That place is a dump. So is Wrigley. Let's be honest. All right? Oakland Coliseum, Angel Stadium. These places are older than shit. But fucking Turner Field, only 20 years old, already bolted out of there. But anyway, this one happened, I think, 4 years ago. Let's see what this genius was up to.
The police investigation in this case is ongoing. Right now, all they are saying is that this appears to have been an accident. I want to emphasize appears because that's what they are saying. They also say foul play is not suspected at this time. Now, we want to show you a picture of the victim. His name is Ronald Homer.
He's a ginger. Enough said.
Years old. He was from Conyers, Georgia. That's a town that's about 25 miles east of Atlanta. Now, this all happened here at Turner Field last night, right before the start of the game. There had been a 2-hour rain delay. And I want to show you the general area where this accident happened. We're going to zoom into those bleachers over there. Police say it happened behind those bleachers. They say Homer was standing alone near a railing that was above waist high when he fell 65 feet.
I always have to mention the height of the railing. It's not the fault of the railing. It's the fault of the idiot who fell over the railing.
And we just heard from the medical examiner's office that the autopsy has been completed. However, the cause of death in this case is still pending.
The cause of death. Hitting his head on the concrete wasn't the cause of death? Jesus Christ.
Before they're ready.
Cause of death? Stupidity.
We still don't know if alcohol was a factor in what happened here.
It doesn't matter. If you fall over the railing, you're a fucking moron and you deserve to die. All right? Tired of all this shit. Oh, the railing is too low. We need more nets. Fuck you. You need a braid before you go to the ball game. You should be dumber than the baseball, okay? Tired of this need to stupid-proof everything. I wonder if the new Brave Stadium, Sun Life Field, I wonder if it has higher railings. Keep people from falling over. They'll find a way to do it. They'll climb to the top and they'll fall over. Let them be stupid and let them die. Now, another thing in sports I'm really getting tired of, this need for social activism, all right? Really kind of started with Colin Kaepernick, and now it's just running out of fucking control. Who decided we needed social activism in sports? Especially football. Come on, football. I want to see guys beating the fuck out of each other. I want to see high scores. I don't want to see people kneeling down. I don't want to hear about what their political beliefs are, what their religious beliefs are. Who fucking cares? You're paid to play a game, so fucking play it. I don't want to hear all this shit about racial injustice. There are no blacks on the field. Half of the field is black, if not more than half. What the fuck? You've made it to the big leagues. You've made it to the pros. Can't you be fucking happy with that? You're not fucking Superman. You're not going to solve all the injustices of the world. Your job is to play football, so fucking do it! I don't need to know that you hate Donald Trump. Everybody in the fucking world hates Donald Trump. Doesn't make you special, all right? Can you throw the ball? Can you catch the ball? Can you run with the fucking ball? Can you protect your quarterback? I don't give a fuck what your political beliefs are. I don't need to see you kneeling. You know, I don't care if you kneel. I don't care if you fall asleep during a national anthem. Turn the fucking cameras away. The only issue there should be is what goes on the field. What goes on the sidelines, I don't give a fuck. football has become so fucking pussified enough as it is without all this other extra horse shit thrown in. But now they want a month dedicated for social activism. It's from CBSSports.com. Four NFL players sent a memo to Commissioner Roger Goodell and NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vinson, requesting that the league help in creating an awareness month for racial equality and criminal justice reform, similar to the league-run awareness months for breast cancer and the American military services. By the way, I don't think there should be months for breast cancer awareness, and the military ought to be recognized occasionally, all right? They do provide a service. The memo, which was obtained by Yahoo Sports, how the fuck did they get it? Yahoo? Really? When was the last time you used Yahoo? 1990 when? Was sent to Goodell and Vincent by Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett. Oh, Jesus. This year's whiner. This year's attention whore. I hate that guy. He's this year's Kaepernick. I guarantee you he won't have a job next year. I hope the Seahawks fucking tank because of him. I hate the Seahawks anyway, so fuck the Seahawks and fuck Michael Bennett. Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, Eagles wide receiver Torrey Smith, and retired wide receiver Anquan Boldin. Retired. He's already had a nice career in the NFL. Now he's going to be a whiny attention whore. Fuck you.
As players whom have been advocating for social justice for the past year.
Yeah, ever since college started to take a knee, you all had to jump in, join the bandwagon.
We appreciate the opportunity to engage with you, the league, owners and coaches, and GMs to make our community stronger.
That's not their fucking job. Their job is to get ratings for the NFL. And they're doing a pretty shitty job, I'd say. You're not helping with this crap. The memo reads, as we shared with you, the silence following our individual and collective demonstrations around the national anthem to raise awareness to social inequality. How does kneeling raise awareness to anything? All that tells me is you're an attention whore asshole. Racial inequality and issues surrounding criminal justice reform. What does this have to do with playing football? Put on a helmet, grab a ball, and shut the fuck up! Has been met with inconsistencies in press coverage. Are you kidding me? That's all they've done is cover your stupid asses. There's too much fucking coverage of it, if you ask me. For that reason, the players requested that the league help raise awareness to those issues. How about just watching the news? How about watching what's going on in your communities? Certainly the people of these communities don't give a fuck. They're killing each other. Help raise awareness to those issues, detailing both the efforts they and other players have already taken to do so on their own. Yeah, kneeling. Yeah, wow, you're really doing great for that. How's that work out for you, by the way? You don't even have a job, Kaepernick. As well as a plan for how the league, individual teams, and players can raise awareness in the future. Just play the fucking game, all right? And the league has no idea why the ratings are going down and the stadiums are fucking empty because people are tired of this shit. Football fans are tired of it. I don't care what color you are. People are tired of it. People go to games to watch football, not to get lectured on social injustice. If I want to see that, I look at Twitter all day. And by the way, the news can't help themselves but post tweets of these fucking idiots. Like, if I have Twitter, I've already seen this shit already and already don't want to see it there. To counter the vast amount of press attention being referred to as the national anthem protests versus the large amount of grassroots work that many players around the league have invested their time. Yeah, pay attention to me. Look at all I'm doing for the community. I don't care. I want to see what you do on the field and only what you do on the field. Once the season ends, I don't give a fuck. Attention whores. We would like to request a league-wide initiative that would include a month dedicated to a campaign initiative and related events, the memo reads. Similarly to what the league already implements for breast cancer awareness, honoring military, etc., we would like November to serve as a month of unity for individual teams to engage and impact the community in their market. So after we have to endure the players wearing pink all fucking month, The next month is set aside to be lectured on social equality and criminal justice. According to Yahoo, the memo was sent after conversations Goodell held with several players in an effort to move player activism into a progressive direction. No, they should move it out of the fucking NFL! Get it the fuck out of football, out of all sports. I'm tired of it. Everybody's tired of it. Look at your ratings. They stink! And enough of the Thursday night football and the Monday night football. You know, just get rid of all of that shit. Sunday, that's football day, all right? Monday night football has become a complete joke. It used to be a go-to thing. Now it's a joke, especially with these horrible announcers that you have. Just play football. Just play football. Stop being attention whores. Stop having the cameras just on you. Oh, look, Michael Bennett's kneeling again. So what? He sucks. The Seahawks suck. All these guys suck. I'm tired of them. Play fucking football. Now everybody feels like they're going to have to join in or they're not being politically correct. I would have more respect for a guy if he just came out and said, look, man, I'm paid to play fucking football. I'm not a fucking social activist. I'm a football player. My job is to hurt motherfuckers, all right? I have more respect for that guy. I'm tired of these pussies with a fucking agenda. These attention whores. It's all about me, me, me. Look at the good I'm doing for the fucking community. I'm tired of hearing billionaires lecture me about social injustice. Go fuck yourselves. I will automatically root against your fucking team if you're about that bullshit. By the way, look how bad the 49ers are now. Kaepernick's gone. The legacy has been left. They stink. They built that new stadium a few years ago and they have sucked ever since they moved into it. They were good at Candlestick. Candlestick was a dump, but it was unique. Its location was unique. You knew you were in San Francisco. It was always cold and windy there. Now they're right outside of San Jose. Nobody gives a fuck. The 49ers are going to stink for a long fucking time. Look how empty that stadium was. And the fucking Rams beat them. They beat the Rams twice last year. That was their only two victories last year. They couldn't even do that this year. They're 0-3. I hope they go 0-16. Fuck you. Fuck the Seahawks. Fuck all these social justice warriors. Shut up and play football, you fucking babies. God damn it. What else is going on in the world? Mexico has had three big earthquakes in the last week and a half or so. We have had hurricane after hurricane rampage the U.S. But those aren't the biggest stories, not by a long shot. This is the biggest story.
Get ready for more Kardashian Jenners to keep up with because Kylie Jenner is pregnant.
Oh my God, Kylie Jenner is pregnant!
ET has learned Jesus that Christ. Kylie is pregnant with her first child. The source tells ET she's expecting a baby girl with boyfriend Travis Scott. The source
whatever
does
the fuck
not
that
know
is.
If the pregnancy was planned or not, but says the
barely know who Kylie child, Jenner is.
Quote, Kylie always wanted to be a young mom, and she may be young.
Oh, that's a great goal to have. I want to be a young mom. Good age. I'll kill yourself.
30 is a good age.
Never is a good age.
I feel like 30 is too late.
Of course, Kylie has lots of practice. We're told she is a, quote, hands-on aunt with Courtney and Kim's kids.
We're told.
And the source adds that Kylie is...
I would hate to work on this show. I would fucking kill myself.
Our source also tells us that between Kylie's sisters and mom Chris, the baby will be very well cared for and so loved.
What about the father? Didn't mention him.
He was a sperm donor, and that's it.
Who's that mumble rap? Tyga, right? Wasn't she involved with that guy? And they have a baby or had a miscarry or something? Who the fuck knows? Jesus Christ. Travis Scott. Who the fuck is that? Looks like another one of those fucking mumble rappers. Am I right? It's called the Butterfly Effect. It's the Illuminati loves butterflies. Oh, Jesus. More of this shit, huh? Just what we need. More fucking auto-tune mumble rap! Shut up! What the fuck are you even saying? That's all I fucking hear. Whining, pussy, shit! He's from Houston. You want to hear a real rapper from Houston? Let's hear Scarface. Mike goes on in the
on my hood when you die. Don't some cry, it gets bop while others choose to wonder why. His life was took at such an early age. A young nigga who lived in a rage died by the gauge. He used to hustle on the street corners. His mom would always beg him to quit, but he didn't want him. As he got older, he got even worse. Till a real nigga showed him the purpose of a hearse.
Remember that storytelling rap? Remember that? None of this fucking
fuck on my dick. No, fucking the hoes. No, anything goes.
There, I just made some fucking mumble rap. And what the fuck is with the brothers hooking up with these Kardashians? Don't they know about their rep? Don't they know what fucking bloodsuckers they are? Haven't they learned anything? Didn't Reggie Bush fucking teach you anything? Lamar Odom? For Christ's fucking sakes. They're career killers. They're life suckers. This dumb motherfucking mumble rap piece of shit knocked up this dumb bitch. Get the fuck out of here. By the way, Tyga, the other bubble rapper she used to be with, is claiming it's his fucking kid, the simp. That was going to be a fucking custody battle. That's a good Maury episode for you. Holy Jesus fucking Christ. But this was major news. It was everywhere. Everywhere. Kylie Jenner's pregnant. Meanwhile, all of Puerto Rico is without power because of the hurricane.
But Kylie Jenner's baby tops it all.
Well, if there's any fucking justice in the world, she'll have a miscarriage, probably not even pregnant in the fucking first place. It's all publicity shit. There was another staged robbery outside the Kardashian store in Beverly Hills. They had perfectly on camera some crazy bitch with a machete. Completely fake, completely staged. Yeah, they had the cameras right there, right up in her face. Didn't look like a grainy cell phone picture or anything like that. What a load of shit. They're just advertising their business, and they use the media to do it because they know that dumb whores love the fucking Kardashians so fucking much. Even the ones that claim they hate the Kardashians, they love the fucking Kardashians because they want to be the Kardashians. You see that on Instagram. All these fucking fives and belows all puckering up, sticking out their ass, their big fat asses, all over fucking Instagram. And these thirsty fucking dudes are just layering them with compliments. Shut up. Simpology at its worst. This Travis Scott, I mean, how stupid are you? You're not going to have a career after this. I barely know who you are anyway, because I don't listen to that faggot music you do. I really, if you listen to Tyga and you listen to Travis Scott, can you tell them apart? I don't even think Kylie Jenner could tell them apart. I'm a rich blood, by the way. He's a rich blood. He's wearing a blue Dodger hat. Somebody teach this little pug something. He's making fucking dog noises. He's barking like a dog. He's all tatted up like he's been in out of the joint. This is who Kylie Jenner hooks up with. This is who your heroes are. Your Kardashian heroes. They fuck these loser-ass, punk-ass motherfuckers. And they still destroy their career. Good. Hope they all fucking die. How can we make that happen? How can we just blow up the Kardashian compound? Can't that happen, please? Enough of the fake robberies outside their store. They've done that already. Get them all together and then throw some fucking Waco fire on them, all right? Come on. Now, we just had Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, and there's an article about Facebook wishing some of its users, whether they happen to be Jewish or not, a Happy New Year. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, began Wednesday evening, and some Facebook users received a celebratory message when they logged in. Happy New Year! All of us at Facebook wish you a sweet and happy New Year. While the note was well received by some, others questioned how exactly the social network was aware of their religious affiliation. In some cases, Facebook users who aren't Jewish were also served the message. Dear Facebook, I appreciate the well wishes, but I'm not Jewish, tweeted one user. Well, why would you tweet that? Why would you just write that on Facebook? Mauricio Sadikoff, a Jewish software engineer living in Illinois, also received the message, despite the fact his profile doesn't list a religion. I have posted about Hanukkah in past years, so maybe that's it? So what gives? Not surprisingly, the social media giant collects troves of data on its users. No shit. If you've ever clicked on ads for a retailer or a fashion designer or posted updates about political topics, the shows you're watching, or holidays, the company pulls the data into your ad preferences page. The information is categorized to, quote, help advertisers reach people who are most likely to be interested in their products, services, and causes, unquote. In addition to using the information people have provided on Facebook, the company also says it tracks, quote, other activity. We send messages about religious moments to people in countries where a large proportion of the population observes the religion, or where the religious date is a public holiday, a Facebook spokeswoman said in a statement. We may also show the message to people who've expressed interest in the holiday. We celebrate the most widely observed moments across the major religions represented in our global community. You know what? How about just mind your own fucking business? Let your relatives wish you a happy Rosh Hashanah. Saiva Valdez, fuck if I'm going to read that name correctly, a media studies professor at the University of Virginia, said the Rosh Hashanah message is another example of the extent to which Facebook is tracking us. The timing of the message is particularly notable. Last week, a ProPublica report revealed that Facebook let advertisers target users using terms like Jew hater. Can't imagine the advertising they're being sent. Hours before Facebook pushed out the Rosh Hashanah message, Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg said she was disgusted and disappointed that Facebook was helping advertisers target anti-Semitic users. Sure she was. Hey, as long as those dollars are rolling in, you know? Many of my friends expressed the understandable concern about Facebook compiling a list of Jews, Valda what-the-fuck-her-name told CNN Tech. It seems like a really odd moment to be doing that and declaring one's ability to do that. This seems so politically tone-deaf at this moment. Bernard E. Harcourt, professor at Columbia University and author of Exposed, Desire, Disobedience in the Digital Age, called it an aggressively intrusive move. It's unclear whether this is the first time Facebook has sent a Rosh Hashanah message to Jewish users. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Facebook may be well-meaning, but it's important to consider the other reasons that Facebook is targeting users with Rosh Hashanah messaging. I'm not saying it is, but it would be a kind of brilliant and perfect way to test your algorithms, Harcourt says. No fucking shit. In other words, as Facebook users respond with comments like, I'm not Jewish, but thanks anyway, or how did Facebook know I'm Jewish? The social network could further validate what it knows, that you're an idiot. If you do want to target Jews for advertising, now you've got a much sharper and better algorithm as a result of the corrections that were made. So, people are complaining they got a Happy Jewish New Year message. Some people are complaining they didn't get one. People are just never fucking happy with anything. You know, if you're on Facebook, you know what you're getting. You know people are paying attention to what you post. You know they're going to send you advertising based on what you post. Hey, listen, I have Jews in my family. I didn't get the Rosh Hashanah message. I'm outraged. I'm angry. I can't believe they weren't thinking of my well-being. They remind me of posts I made 5 years ago that I don't even remember making. But they can't even take the time out to send me a copy and paste Happy Rosh Hashanah message. Outrageous. I am going to boycott. How many times have you seen that? I'm going to boycott something. I'm going to boycott the NFL for all the shit going on. You know what? I hate the shit going on in the NFL. I'm not going to boycott. I'm still going to watch. The game's interesting. People say they're going to boycott Twitter, boycott Facebook. Anybody that always says they're going to do something never fucking does it, right? I'm leaving Facebook forever. 10 minutes later, you see their stupid ass on there. When it comes right down to it, fuck everybody. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Unless Facebook already told you that. Music written by Justin Timberlake. That's right. BigAgriPhil.com is where it can be found at BigAgriPhil.com. You're on Facebook and you haven't been wished a Rosh Hashanah yet. Well, come on over to the Big Angry Phil Facebook page. I won't wish you one either. But just make sure to follow that shit, like that shit, do that shit. Let out the inner Jew in you. Don't be afraid. Follow Big Angry Phil on Twitter at The Big Angry Phil. Follow me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Show can be heard on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TuneIn. Make sure you listen to and support the Tom Likas Show, for God's sakes. TomEverywhere.com. Get to the app. Make sure you support the Gary Andino Show, GaryAndino.com. Well, I'm going to take my quarter Jewish ass on out of here. I'm going to go throw up after listening to this. Be back next week. See ya.